Live from the KOAL newsroom in Price, Utah, it's Drive Time Sports on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Take that for data.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM, live from the Auto Farm Studios. And I love the guest right now, Dan Mears, longtime mascot of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us in studio. Dan, during the last segment, we talked a little bit about life as a mascot, some of the instances. But now I want to go to a little bit more of a serious note. In 2013, you suffered a pretty gruesome injury, and it did inspire the book Wolves Can't Fly. So first, tell me the story, how the accident occurred, and what you remember from that whole situation.
Okay, well, early in 2013, we had done a skit at Arrowhead where I ziplined into the stadium, which was really cool. We hired a company that came in. They set up a zipline that stretched from from the lights at the top of our stadium on one side, stretched all the way across the field to the lights on the other side of the stadium. And then they, there was a zipline, and they had this little 3-foot strap. I went up and to the lights at the top of the stadium, jumped out, and we zipped across, and crowd just loved it. They just thought it was the coolest thing, and I thought it was cool too. It was a lot of fun ziplining into Arrowhead, and so went over so well, we decided we'd go ahead and try that again later in the season, and so we were going to do it November the 24th of 2013. So November 23rd, I was practicing for this stunt, but we didn't want to do the exact same thing that we had done earlier in the year. So instead of just a zip line, we decided I was going to bungee jump and then zip line. So they attached the bungee cord to this zip line. And what happened, I was supposed to fall about 20 feet. The bungee cord was supposed to catch me, bounce me back up, and then I was going to zip out across the field. Well, unfortunately, that day, things didn't go as planned, because when I jumped out of the lights, they still had too much slack in the zip line, and instead of falling 20 feet that day, I fell approximately 75 feet, and I hit the seats in the upper level at Arrowhead Stadium. Hit those seats so hard that I knocked two of the seats out of the concrete, but not only did I do damage to the seats, they did a pretty good job on me that day, too, because I broke 7 ribs, collapsed my lung, shattered my tailbone, cracked my sacrum, got a big gash on the back of my left leg that required stitches. And then my worst injury, I broke the T12 vertebrae in my back. And the next day I had surgery, and I've got these new titanium rods that now stabilize that part of my spine. And I spent 9 days in a hospital and 6 months off work then doing a lot of therapy and rehab just to get back to where I wanted to be. And during that 6-month period, I laugh. I tell people one thing I learned in a hurry is that there's nothing good on daytime television. I was going crazy because I'd go to my physical therapist appointments and then I'd come home and I was just bored stiff. And so I decided I'd write a book called Wolves Can't Fly, since I proved that wolves can't fly. And it's all about my career as a tiger and a bird and a wolf and places I've been around the world and people I've got to meet, just crazy stories, mascot stories from my 29 years of doing this now. I tell people the best thing about writing a book is people think you're smarter than you really are. And so it's allowed me to go out, and I do a lot of speaking now. I speak at a lot of conferences around the country, and that's what I'm doing here in Price, Utah, is I'm speaking at Castleview Hospital, and it's been so much fun, and there are just so many great people there, their staff, and just I've had a great time while I've been here. But whenever I go speak, I sell the book, and all the money we make from book sales, I give to charity, and I do a lot of work with orphanages around the world. And so we help support orphanages in Haiti and the Philippines and India and Africa. And so, I look back on it now. It's not the story I would have picked for myself, but it's the one the good Lord gave me. At the time I didn't like going through it, but now I can look back on it and realize that, maybe there is some good that came out of this, and it's been rewarding. That's the best part of my job, is is getting, you know, I tell people, I once read this, that if you ask a man his occupation, you find out how he pays his bills. But if you ask a man his preoccupation, then you're going to discover the passion of his life. Now, my occupation's mascot. I pay my bills running around in a costume for the Chiefs. But my preoccupation, I tell people what I am truly passionate about in life are simply three things. That's my faith, my family, and using my life to make a positive impact in this world that I live in. And so I get the opportunity to do a lot of speaking around the country and do a lot of speaking on leadership. And I'll tell you my favorite quote on leadership. It's from a gentleman you've probably heard of. His name's John Maxwell. But John Maxwell once said that leadership's not about titles, positions, or flow charts. Leadership's about one life influencing another. And that's what I'm passionate about, is encouraging others to go out and live a life of influence. You know, we've all got an opportunity in our world to make a positive impact in the lives of others. And I don't care if you're the CEO of a company or you're the custodian. I don't care if you're the head coach of your team or you're just a team mascot. Every one of us each day has an opportunity to go out and to make a positive impact in this world that we live in. And that might be something that is simple as smiling at someone and wishing them a good day, or, you know, getting involved with local charities or things in the community. But you know, we've all got an opportunity to do that. And I just happen to have a crazy platform as an NFL mascot. And that's what I hope to do, take the time that I have as a mascot and use that to hopefully make an impact in my world. You know, I hope to someday be remembered not just for what I did, but more importantly for who I was. And, you know, I tell people all the time, the only thing people ever remember about me was that I love the Lord and I love people. I'm good with that right there. That's kind of how I hope to be remembered someday. So.
Dan Mears, again, mascot of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's been with the Chiefs for about three decades now. You can find the book online. Again, Wolves Can't Fly. And, Dan, there's a couple of different locations where you can go. CharacterThatCounts.org or DanMears.org. You can go to either of those locations to grab the book. And all the sales goes right to charity.
They do. We give all that money away. And I'm actually in the process of writing a second book, as a matter of fact. I don't like writing, I'll be honest with you. I like writing books like I like painting my house. The only thing I like is when it's done.
Sure.
But one thing I learned is I do like giving money to people that are less fortunate and helping out good causes like that. And so I thought, you know what, I've still got a lot of stories to tell, and I've got a whole lot of pictures. Since I recovered, like I said, I do a lot of traveling to different orphanages around the world. And so this year I've been to India, I've been to Africa. I just get great pictures. I got Casey Wolf sitting on a camel, got Casey Wolf sitting on an elephant in India, got pictures from a leper colony in India and orphanages, just pictures with kids in orphanages. So it's been fun. And I try to, whenever I write a book, I try to put a lot of cool pictures in the book. And so, yeah, that's my goal. I don't know if this next one will hopefully get done sometime next year. But I just blessed to be able to do what I do. I love what I do and wake up each morning. You never know what, when you're a mascot, every day is different. You never have the same day twice. And that's what I love about it.
Ever thought of the end game? When does the career come to an end for a mascot?
I tell you what, if they quit making ibuprofen, it comes to an end tomorrow. But I love what I do. I'm 52 years old. I'm hoping to get at least three more years out of my body. But you never know, if I'm still kicking pretty well, I might keep going, because I love what I do. And hopefully at some point I'll go from being the full-time guy to being a part-time old guy that fills in, and because I still love doing it. I just can't quite keep up that pace when I'm in my 60s, I have a feeling. So mascotting can be very physically demanding at times. So you got to keep yourself in shape. And I think I've done a decent job of that. But it's been a lot of fun, I will say.
You might want to ride this Patrick Mahomes era out. Because you may be going to a Super Bowl run.
That's kind of what I'm hoping.
Yeah. The clock is ticking in New England. And look, it should be Patty Mahomes next, right? He should be the next guy.
That's what I'm hoping. So
Dan, it was a pleasure to spend the time with you. Thank you so much for coming on down to the radio station to talk about your career, to talk a little bit about what it's like being a mascot. It's such a different perspective, but it's such a huge part of the game. It really is.
Well, like I said, I love what I do. I've loved my time here in Utah. I just been here the last 2 days, and just great people, and I've eaten a lot of good food, and beautiful scenery. I knew it would be pretty, but I had no clue it was going to be that pretty. And once I made my way through the Salt Lake City rush hour traffic, I started to enjoy it a whole lot more even. Yeah. So
I get that. So for those listening, next football season, when you see the Casey Wolf doing his little antics around the field goal post when a kick is on its way, you know that's Dan Mears, correct?
That is right. So.
Dan, again, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
I appreciate you guys having me.
All right. Again, that's Dan Mears. He's the mascot of the Kansas City Chiefs. Make sure you pick up the book, Wolves Can't Fly. And again, you can get that at characterthatcounts.org or danmears.org. And with that, we are out of time on this edition of Drive Time Sports. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. And do not forget, you can listen to the show on demand at castlecountryradio.com. Just click on the Drive Time Sports link in the right-hand corner. For Travis Anderson, I'm Jordan Buscarini. Be safe. We are out.